Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden says initial evidence suggests that the missile that struck a Polish village on Tuesday was not fired from Russia. The missile killed two Polish citizens only miles from the border with Ukraine. NPR's Emily Fang reports from Bali, where Biden and other world leaders were already gathered for the G20 summit.
Biden and the leaders of the Group of Seven countries, several European countries plus Canada, Japan, and the United Kingdom, quickly held an emergency roundtable after the missile hit in Poland. Biden told reporters afterwards that they would fully support Poland in a thorough investigation of who fired the missile and how it ended up in Poland, but cast doubt that it had come from Russia.
It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
He said the next steps would be to meet with NATO ambassadors. Poland is a NATO member, and if it were attacked, other NATO members, including the U.S., would need to decide whether to help defend it. Emily Fang, NPR News, Nusa Dua, Indonesia.
Russian forces pounded Ukrainian cities and energy facilities Tuesday, killing at least one person and causing widespread power outages in the capital city of Kyiv. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia fired more than 85 missiles, most of them aimed at Ukraine's power facilities. The latest Russian assault comes days after Ukrainian forces reclaimed the city of Kherson. Former President Donald Trump says he's seeking another term in the Oval Office. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that Trump is brushing aside his legal troubles by officially announcing plans to run in 2024.
Donald Trump's decision to run for president again is no surprise. He's been telegraphing it for weeks, and now he's made his formal announcement at Mar-a-Lago in a ballroom packed with his supporters. Trump is facing headwinds as a candidate. There are a series of criminal investigations against him, and some Republicans are blaming him for the party's performance in the midterm elections.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. The Canadian man accused of attacking the husband of U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has pleaded not guilty to multiple federal charges. NPR's Eric Westervelt has details.
42-year-old David DePape pleaded not guilty Tuesday to charges that include assaulting an immediate family member of a U.S. official with the intent to retaliate against the official on account of the performance of official duties, and the federal charge of attempting to kidnap a U.S. official under the same official duties category. Combined, the federal charges carry up to 50 years in prison. He also faces multiple state criminal charges, including attempted murder, burglary, and elder abuse. DePape is a formerly homeless nudist rights activist who became obsessed with far-right conspiracy theories and delusions about fictional pedophile rings, satanic cannibals, and stolen elections. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR News. Sentencing is scheduled today for Daryl Brooks, the Milwaukee man convicted of killing six people and injuring dozens more by plowing his vehicle into a Christmas parade last year. Chuck Quernbach of member station WUWM has this update.
Six people died and more than 60 were injured when Daryl Brooks drove his SUV through parade goers in the Milwaukee suburb of Waukesha. Taylor Kulik says her life was forever changed on November 21st when her mother, Jane Kulik, was hit.
The day my mom was murdered. It's still hard to believe that my mom was killed while marching in a Christmas parade.
Many speakers asked trial judge Jennifer Duro to give Brooks the maximum sentences for all 76 crimes. That includes life in prison for the homicides. Duro says Brooks and as many as three other people are expected to offer remarks on his behalf prior to the sentencing. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
A federal judge has tossed out a Trump-era border policy known as Title 42. The rule allowed the immediate removal of asylum seekers in order to stem the spread of disease during a public emergency such as COVID-19. U.S. District Court Judge Emmett Sullivan is ordering the Biden administration to lift the restrictions immediately for families and single adults. The decision contradicts another federal court ruling that upheld the policy. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. Asian shares are mixed, up a fraction in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.